Good evening. Tonight my guest is a woman who has been called the First Lady of the World. She is Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt. I shall ask Mrs. Roosevelt to talk about Dwight Eisenhower, Nikita Khrushchev, Westbrook Pegler, and garlic pills. What you're about to see is unrehearsed, uncensored. My name is Mike Wallace. The cigarette is Philip Morris. And now to our story. At the age of 74, Eleanor Roosevelt has seen a lot of the world, and the world has seen a lot of her. Tonight, I shall ask Mrs. Roosevelt about some of the most pressing world issues. About America's leadership, or lack of it. About the Soviet menace, and indications that we may be losing our strength as a nation to resist it. Later in the program, we'll talk with Mrs. Roosevelt about her code of values and her family life. Mrs. Roosevelt, first of all, let me ask you this. You've seen great leaders like Winston Churchill, Mahatma Gandhi, your own husband. I wonder if, in capsule fashion, you can tell me what qualities enabled these men to shape the course of history as they did. What did they have that made them the leaders they were?
I never met Mahatma Gandhi, but I think everyone felt they knew him, even if they hadn't met him. I think one thing they had in common, all these men, was great courage, both spiritual, mental, and physical courage. Mahatma Gandhi, I would say, had perhaps a greater spiritual quality, whereas Winston Churchill had, besides the courage, ability, and above everything else, the ability to put into words what his people felt so that he could always lead them. And my own husband, I think, had great patience, which you need in a democracy, because you have to come to do fundamental things. You have to have the patience to have people educated. And then I think he had a deep interest in human beings as human beings.
What about intellectual capacity and physical vigor? How important do you think those two qualities were in these three?
Well, I think it's important to have both. Of course, Mahatma Gandhi, you might say, did not have so much physical vigor, but he certainly seemed to have extraordinary resistance, which perhaps is rather different from